Martin Pakula, the Minister for Racing in this state. The Chief Executive of Racing New South Wales is Peter Volandis. Peter, welcome.
Good morning, Jared.
What do you make of Victorian racing right now?
Look, we're only seeing snippets of it, Jared, so it's a little bit difficult to comment on it. You need to see the entire brief. These are certainly alarming texts that have come out, but you need to, you know, to go through the whole due process and the natural justice and be given the opportunity to look at the entire brief. So I think it'd be inappropriate of me to be commenting on something that I haven't seen the entire case.
Does it look crook?
It looks bad, no doubt about that, and it's a wake-up call for all sports, not just racing. You know, we should have a zero tolerance on cheats. You know, everyone's got to be on a level playing field. We have a great responsibility to the mum and dad punters to make sure that everything is with the highest of integrity. And this sort of thing, unfortunately, breaks all that down.
Are things different in New South Wales, Peter?
Look, we have different processes and procedures to Victoria, and we analyse them on a constant basis. Just to give you an example, we've just spent hundreds of thousands of dollars putting satellite trackers on all our swabs, and we've bought ice boxes and made it so, you know, in order for the swab to be at its optimum level, you need to have it at a certain temperature, otherwise its pH goes up and the swab is valueless. So, you know, you've got to look at all procedures, you've got to review them every year, you've got to stay ahead of the cheats. So, look, we're very confident in our procedures and processes in New South Wales. We try to make them as robust as possible. But, look, Jared, I'm not naive to say that nothing is foolproof, and as the case has been in Victoria.
So do you think this represents a failure of vigilance over a period of time? That it's the length of time and the brazen nature of it that seems so confronting?
Look, again, it's probably hard for me to comment without seeing the full brief. Compliment Racing Victoria in the sense that they've been totally transparent on it. They could have buried it, swept it under the carpet, but no, they brought it out, and they should be given great admiration for that. You know, other sports or other people that I've seen over my experience have swept it under the carpet, and it's a good thing that it's come out, and it shows that, you know, no stone will be left unturned to eradicate the cheats.
Where are you on the issue of penalties and trying to hit the most extreme nature of penalties as the ultimate disincentive?
Look, in my view, the penalties should be extremely harsh. And unfortunately, sometimes with the judiciary, you're stuck with what has been provided in the past. Racing Australia took a brave step and introduced mandatory minimum penalties of 2 years disqualifications and up to 5 years disqualifications. You know, we'll have to review that again with this case to make sure that, you know, the judiciary or anyone else for that matter doesn't stop us from being as hard as possible against these cheats.
Have you explored New South Wales' exposure to any of this with Victorian horses from this stable in particular heading across the border?
Look, my stewards have been in communication with the stewards in Victoria, and we'll be signing a confidentiality agreement today to get all the evidence. I believe that there's only a couple of races that have been involved in New South Wales, and one of them, with our processes, we were aware that it had a high bicarb breeding. So what we do then is we put our surveillance and intelligence team following that stable. We go and inspect that stable, and then we certainly scrutinise it very much more the next time it starts. So we have a laboratory up here that is 100% owned by Racing New South Wales. So the communication between the stewards and the laboratory gives us a great advantage because we get it in quick time, and we can then use a whole of organisation's processes to try to have zero tolerance.
New South Wales and Victorian racing are in competition. I think you've probably been the chief protagonist in all of that. Is there that potential for competitive advantage here with one state's racing, shamed to this degree?
No, not at all. Look, we certainly have commercial competition with Racing Victoria. There's no secret in that. You know, the way the wagering market is now, we compete against each other to get that revenue. But we're totally aligned with Racing Victoria and Integrity. They've got the same objective as we have, and that is to eradicate all cheats and to have everyone on the level playing field. So we certainly won't be taking advantage of what's happening in Victoria because we're totally aligned with them in eradicating it.
Let me give you one stray one, Peter. As if racing is not enough, you've taken on the ARL Commission. Why did you seek that position, and what are you going to offer to Rugby League?
Look, the Rugby League clubs actually approached me in regards to it. I think that they need a, you know, I'm an accountant by profession, and some call me frugal. I think I'm more cost effective than frugal. And they need some financial assistance, financial management. I also played the game early in my career, so I know how it works. And I just think that they can do some things better, especially with my experience in racing. So hopefully I can make a positive contribution.
Are you comfortable that you can juggle both?
Look, time will tell. I'm only a board member, so it's not as though I've got a higher position. And look, I'll be just working those few extra hours and ensuring that I give my time to both so they both get a positive contribution.
Thanks, Peter. All right, just as we let you go, have you locked the Everest in against the Caulfield Cup?
No. Look, we're looking at options at the moment for next year. We've got some things up our sleeve. But look, in saying that, last year when we went against the Guineas, both states, it was positive for both states that their wagering was up. It made it a day of spectacular racing in two states. So although there may be some negatives by some people, there's also positives that you are putting the spotlight on that day, because you've got no competition. You've got no AFL, no rugby league. You've got clean air. That's the perfect time to promote racing on a much wider basis.
Peter, thanks for your input.
My pleasure, Jared.